What's up, Hootat Nation, and welcome to the Dome Patrol Podcast. Yeah, what's up, Hootat Nation? Thanks for joining us on the Dome Patrol Podcast, the official Saints podcast of the Fans First Sports Network. I'm your host, Jeff, and on this episode, NFL free agency by now has officially started, which brings us one step closer to the NFL draft and another mediocre Saints season. Earlier this week, we published an episode about the Saints free agency, so today we're going to talk about the competition. So we'll start with the NFC South, and then maybe we'll expand around some of the, maybe just the bigger names that have happened around the rest of the NFL. We have Jason, James, and Wesley on the show. So put your seatbelts on, keep your hands and legs inside your earbuds at all times, and enjoy the show. First of all, what's your instant reaction to all the big moves on Wednesday?
I mean, as far as competition in the division, they probably went mostly the way I wanted.
Yeah.
There are a couple of people that have left the division that I'm glad they're gone. And there are a couple people that, or at least one person that joined the division that for the price that they joined, I'm not so bothered.
Well, let's start there with, I'm assuming you're talking about Kirk Cousins in Atlanta.
Yes, maybe. Yes. No, I was not talking about Nate Landman, the linebacker that the Falcons signed.
Yeah. So, I mean, I saw a tweet.
I mean, it's a 4-year, $180 million.
Yeah, deal. I saw a tweet like Kirk Cousins and his agent belong in the negotiations Hall of Fame. I mean, when you think about what that guy has gotten from Minnesota and now what he's getting from Atlanta versus the, you know, what is the upper middle class, if you want to rank him, but he's getting paid billionaire money.
I mean, a 35-year-old quarterback getting that already is kind of crazy, but this is a 35-year-old quarterback who had an Achilles tendon completely rupture in week 8. I mean, in October, it just happened. I mean, it's crazy, crazy, crazy.
So is Atlanta just like dumb or desperate?
I mean, I think desperate for sure with the roster they've put together. If they got a good quarterback, like they look, there's things that look dangerous there. If you're talking about Kirk Cousins and Bijan Robinson and Kyle Pitts, who again, on paper, the name looks scary, but he's never been good. And then they also signed Darnell Mooney as a wide receiver. So, I mean, there's some scariness there if you look at it and you think about the best version of all those players. But, I mean, Atlanta hasn't proven to get the best out of players.
I don't want to be the guy who wishes injury onto players. But I think it would be, I'll say just for lack of a better way.
But if there was an airplane that crashed, I wish that. No.
It would be funny if Atlanta spends all this money and this 36-year-old gets a season ender or, you know, whatever. And they are ended up like just paying a bunch of money for a guy who doesn't play. And then they can't build a team around it anymore. Like that, I wish that for Atlanta, not necessarily for Kirk Cousins. I think Kirk Cousins is a good guy. Like, I mean, I also watched him on that Netflix documentary, and I think he's just a average Joe. He shops at Kohl's.
He's also worked the NFL pretty great. He's going to end up being like the highest paid quarterback when it's all said and done, which is crazy.
He's probably got the highest like pay relative to performance.
Oh, 100%. Deuce never won anything important.
Right. I mean, him and Chase Daniel are for different reasons in very unique company for the amount of money they've done for what they've done on a field.
Right.
For the amount of money they've
very much paid. So.
Matt Flynn, not bad either.
Listen, Kirk Cousins did all the way back to when he played for Washington and he got the franchise tag 2 years in a row and like didn't complain about it. He's like, yeah, cool. You're gonna pay me that much. I'll do that for a year. And then he just played well, and then he started fleecing the Vikings for like the guaranteed money that nobody could believe. Whatever it was 5 or 6 years ago when he got the guaranteed money from the Vikings, and he's continued to do it. And now, the new deal that he got is It's $100 million guaranteed. It's $90 million for 24 and 25, and then a $10 million guaranteed in 26.
Similar to the car deal, like it's a 2/3 year.
Yeah, just bigger numbers.
Yeah,
and they're also probably not in a place where they have to immediately restructure it every single year in order to keep going.
Yeah,
but obviously, I mean, that's Atlanta's hope is that he's there for 3 or 4 years and looks like a decent 38-year-old quarterback in a couple of years.
Yeah, at least in the short term, you know, they figure he can come in, give them a couple good years of production. And that's really what they need is just to not be Desmond Ridder. Now, they're paying a lot for him, but...
Well, a lot of money for Desmond Ridder.
We have had...
So they got rid of... I was going to say, they got rid of what, 38-year-old Matt Ryan to replace him with essentially 35-year-old Matt Ryan. Yeah,
36 when it's time to play.
When you look at it that way.
That's awesome.
We have had David Stefano on a couple of times that covers the Vikings for First and Skull. And he messaged me when this all first started being rumored. And he says, I'll just tell you right now, I think that Kirk Cousins signing with Atlanta is a good thing for New Orleans. I think that what he's seen the last couple years of Kirk Cousins is playing with the best wide receiver in football and a pretty dang good run game. And he's been a 500 quarterback. And it hasn't won anything when it actually comes.
He's
down
like
to
a Derek Carr.
And there as Bijan Robinson, I think is a future stud if Atlanta knows how to use him, but there's nobody in Atlanta that's Justin Jefferson. And right now there's nobody in there that's the combination that they had of Dalvin Cook and Mattinson there for, I mean, like,
so, right. They got Drake London and then right. They picked up Darnell Mooney. They signed him.
Yeah.
Yeah. They paid him
from the Bears.
Yeah. I mean, we'll see, but he's older. He's coming off an injury and I think Atlanta's got some names and some athletes.
Well, Mooney's only 4 years into the league, right?
Yeah.
He's not that old. It's just the NFC South is just a giant fucking pillow fight.
fight.
Who can overpay the most mediocre quarterback possible? There's a three-way battle right now, and it's neck and neck. It's amazing. It's amazing that we're gifted with this division now, and we can't take advantage.
Well, and I just
to
love
be fair,
Brian Pace.
Darnell Mooney also only had 31 catches for 400 yards last year.
Yeah.
Like, and I get it, he was playing with Justin Fields and all that, but I don't know if that's a 3-year, $39 million.
I mean, I would say the biggest.
If I remember rightly, Darnell Mooney has one of the most amazing drops I've ever seen against the Saints. The Bears did a flea flicker on us in the dome, and he was wide ass open, and it just went straight through his hands.
I guess the one positive thing you could say about Atlanta is that they didn't have to trade away their first round pick. You know, it's crazy how the market is just now cratered for Fields. Everybody just assumed that's where he was going to go. They trade the first round for him, but Atlanta gets to keep their first round pick, top 10.
I'm telling you, there's something about, like, there's people around the league have got to be talking, and there's something about Justin Fields that's caused that. I mean, you're right. Like, Ryan Pace heads over to Atlanta. They're not interested in him. I don't know how long Ryan Pace has been in Atlanta. Is this his first year there? And then all this stuff, what I read about, well, then we're going to get into the NFL. We talked about that. But is Justin Fields essentially, like, relegated to Seattle? I mean,
at this point,
Denver.
I've heard that Denver is not interested.
I mean, is there even a starting
opportunity? You can rule out Denver then.
Yeah, Denver's going to draft J.J. McCarthy and suck it up for another 4 or 5 years.
Oh, and I just want to say that the Saints will not be signing Danielle Hunter because the Texans just signed him to a 2-year $49 million deal.
Charlie Werner, tight end, heading over there. It's got, like, maybe Kyle Pitts is going to finally be replaced. Or do they sign him to back up Kyle Pitts? Or does it matter because he doesn't?
No, I don't know. I don't. The big thing is Cousins, obviously, with Atlanta. But
yeah, let's jump over to the Bucks. Baker.
The Falcons did lose Jeff Okuda and Jonnu Smith, which Jonnu Smith was their leading tight end last year, even though Kyle Pitts was healthy. So
yeah, it happens a lot.
All right, I'm not mad about that. Baker Mayfield staying in Tampa. $100 million for 3 years.
It basically is that really is the Derek Carr deal almost.
Yeah.
It's probably, I mean, that's kind of what we thought by the end of the year when they won the division and then also went and won a playoff game, that he probably earned a Derek Hardell.
I mean, them keeping Mike Evans was probably the main thing for them.
Yeah. I mean, they lost Shaq Barrett, but how old is he at this point?
Yeah, they lost Shaq Barrett, but
yeah, they did.
I don't think he's that old. They also lost Carlton Davis, which I'm happy to see him leave as well. The two of them.
He's the one cornerback that was able to keep Michael Thomas in check occasionally. Not that that matters, but
yeah, it's going to be another 9-win division winner next year. Who's it going to be? We know it won't be
Tampa.
We know it won't
be Crook Mountain.
I mean, it'll have to be us or Tampa.
The one thing I can say is thank God that we are not Panthers fans. Thank God David Tepper is not our owner. I mean, thank God we don't have their GM. Like, it's amazing. Like, it's almost like you have to try to be this bad.
There is, it's believed, I believe that Tampa did just re-sign on Tuesday, Lavonte David. It's believed that Devin White is probably going to leave, but I mean, he hasn't signed a deal yet. And I think that Ryan Neal still they franchise tagged Antoine Winfield Jr., but I think Ryan Neal, the other safety, is potentially
able to leave. I think they're holding the team together.
Yeah. I mean, Tampa's going to be mostly back. Baker back.
Carlton Davis being traded to Detroit and Shaq Barrett going to the Dolphins, I think, are both good. Good for us.
Yeah. For us. All righty. Panthers. Ha ha.
Yikes.
What the fuck have they done so far?
Everything.
Poorly. Traded away their best defender.
Yeah.
Von Bell?
For pennies on the dollar.
Have they gotten worse? Like, I mean, yes, they have.
Well, but I mean, like, right. I mean, we're sitting here saying, like, they lost these good players, but these good players really didn't help them last year. So does it really matter?
Well, yeah.
Can you get worse? Is that what you're saying?
It's funny, like, because they only won one game last year, right?
What was that meme going around that, like, who was the player that got more people pregnant last year than the Panthers won games? There was somebody.
Antonio Cromartie?
There was a player that ended up getting, like, three women
Travis
pregnant
Henry?
I don't know. Probably Nick Cannon for sure.
Yeah. But it is wild. I mean, they traded away McCaffrey, didn't get a first round pick for him, had an offer for two firsts for Burns, decided not to go through with that trade. Now they trade him and get a second and a fifth. It's like, yeah, like this team might not win any games next year.
They lost two linebackers. Yeah.
Well, they did sign. I mean, they signed A'shaun Robinson, the defensive tackle, which that would have been great for the Saints to have him. And then they also signed Robert Hunt to like a 5-year, $100 million deal, the offensive lineman from Miami.
They signed two guards this free agency so far. I can't remember the name of the second one.
Damian Lewis, the guy from LSU.
Sorry, yes, that was it.
Yeah. And then they also signed a linebacker. But it's still they've already released Hayden Hurst or announced they're going to release him. Von Bell's leaving. The linebacker Luvu is signing with the Panthers.
Commanders. Von Bell, come
Commanders,
on.
Yeah.
Commanders.
Yeah.
Jeremy Chin is also
Chin.
Signing
yeah.
with the Commanders.
Yeah.
And then, I mean, the Brian Burns thing just still blows my mind when clearly, like, he had to have told him he didn't want to be there. And then just for a team that desperately needs first round draft picks,
it's wild.
The Rams were apparently willing to give two firsts for him a couple of months ago.
17 players are leaving the Panthers.
It's wild because they were, at least for a while, I know they weren't a good team, but it's like, man, their defense is pretty solid. They got some talent on the defense. They were known as kind of an aggressive defensive team. And now a bunch of those guys, they just got rid of them. It's crazy.
I mean, they're going to be like an expansion team next year.
Who were the ad wizards who came up with this one? Like I said, thank God we're not Panthers fans.
It's not usual that many starters from a team leave, is it? In what I know they're all out of contract and stuff like that, but it's not often that happens. So that's got to kind of lead to you get thinking about what is actually going on.
Well, I mean, I think everybody hates the owner and realizes that he's a bad owner, and it looks like their quarterback can't play in the NFL. It's the first year. He was a rookie.
I get it. He was revolutionizing the position.
It looks
Steph
like
Curry in the NFL.
He can't play.
I've heard
in
that.
The NFL.
Oh.
I've heard he was the Steph Curry of the NFL.
Oh, okay.
Wait, Seth Curry?
Steph.
Seth
Curry. Well, no, yeah, actually he is the Seth Curry.
I don't know. That's honestly disrespected Seth Curry.
That's Steph's, well, maybe it was just about height.
Until earlier this year when he missed every three-pointer he shot for the Mavericks, he was the number one, the best three-point percentage in the history of the game.
So you mean Steph Curry was the Bryce Young of the NBA?
But them signing two guards is smart to try to help him. Yeah. But
you might need to interject here because this is live breaking news. But the Saints have just signed somebody.
Oh.
The Saints.
Should we tell him, Wesley?
I can't wait to hear this.
Ready?
I'm linebacker. On the
linebacker.
Chase Young. Oh no, he's
Willie Gay.
Oh. Okay.
He played 62% of the snaps for the Chiefs last year. He was a player.
He knows what it's like to be on a winning team.
We have Sunsway. He's a good player. I wonder if that means we're gonna be doing some more 4-3 stuff with him. $3 million deal worth up to $5 million with incentives. That gets us. We're stacking up the Kansas City Chiefs players with Colin Saunders, Passanio, Tyrann Mathieu, and now Willie Gay.
Looking around the rest of the NFL, what are some of the bigger moves that you've seen happen besides Russell Wilson going to Pittsburgh?
There's a whole bunch of running backs. They're getting kind of moved around. It's been just weird to see the shuffle of them. It's going to be really weird when the season starts and, you know, Saquon Barkley's playing for the Eagles and Aaron Jones is playing for the Vikings now.
Eckler is with the Commanders, Travis Henry with the Ravens now. I mean, they're not long-term deals, but it's interesting to see running backs get paid.
Derrick Henry with the Ravens seems like a great deal.
Interesting.
And then I'll tell you what, the Texans getting Joe Mixon, Houston's going to be a problem. Like, they already are because they just took their rookie quarterback and actually won a playoff game. But having a kind of two-headed monster there and being able to run the ball, like, Houston's getting better.
When I looked at also after you said they signed Hunter, I mean, that's it. When you can get a good quarterback on a rookie deal, it means you can just pay for everybody else while you can until you have to pay that quarterback $30, $40, $50 million, whatever the going rate is. So once you find that guy, it's imperative for those first couple of years, take advantage while you can before you have to start paying your quarterback.
I mean, there was the thought was that Mixon was being released, wasn't it, at one point? And and I think they announced that they were releasing
him. They traded him for a seventh versus releasing him. Yeah. But like there's been also a bunch of people moving around in the division, like the safety from the Packers moved over to the Bears, the way the running backs kind of shuffled around.
Yeah, Aaron Jones going to the Vikings.
Hey, I'll tell you too. I think Pittsburgh, Jason, they might be a dark horse for the Super Bowl next year. The Russell Wilson sign, I think, is really smart by them because they have a running game, but the Patrick Queen signing is incredible for them. And they got him at a good deal too. Like it was like he wanted to play there against
three
the division
years,
rival.
41 million. Yeah.
Yeah. Like that's a good deal for him. So there's
I was just 1 year early on Pittsburgh.
Yeah, exactly.
That's going to be a tasty division again next year. That is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Jerry Jeudy heading to Cleveland, Jameis Winston going to Cleveland.
That's good.
Derrick Henry in Baltimore. Yeah. Ooh. Texans signed 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. I mean, a lot of them are re-signs, but
But still you got a lot, team, a lot of turnover, you got a lot of cap space, you can sign a lot of these guys.
A lot of printer paper going around in the Houston's front office.
Does it have holes on the end you gotta rip off?
Yeah.
Wow, that's going old school.
A lot of fax machines.
That's an 80s joke.
Oh, and did you mention Josh Jacobs going to Green Bay? That's a crazy deal. And I actually think he got less money per year than a couple of running backs, which is just crazy because he's put him behind. Like, that's one thing that Green Bay looked like they had a great offensive line last year. You put Josh Jacobs on a good offensive line and keep him healthy. Like, he's a stud.
Who will be the same? I feel like they never, you know, that's always the Matthew Berry joke. It's like free Aaron Jones. They never gave Jones the workload that he probably should have got. Or are they going to give that to Jacobs?
Mac Jones heading to Jacksonville. It's funny, it's like that's news because it's from New England, but Mac Jones is garbage anyway.
Yeah, we were talking about the Jacksonville one. They signed Gabe Davis, and who's the other wide receiver that they?
I don't see one.
Why
that's the only thing I see.
Well, it was thought they were going to sign Will Lutz, but then he apparently decided to change his mind and go back to Denver.
Back to Denver.
Yeah. it's the
frenzy.
They
got a center. They got a guard. They got a safety. I only see one wide receiver on this list that I'm looking at. Tony Pollard to Tennessee. Did y'all say that one?
Oh, I just saw that Marcus Mariota actually signed with Washington.
Yeah.
Didn't know that happened.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, your Will Lutz is staying in Denver, you said?
Yes.
Yeah. He was going to sign.
He like agreed to a deal with Jacksonville. Like it got rumored out there and then he decided
Peyton
to stay.
Called him.
Yeah.
We talked about the Dolphins defensive tackle to the Raiders yet.
Christian
Wilkins. That was a big deal.
That was a big deal.
Hey, and hey, him sitting next to Max Crosby is just stupid. Like, Max Crosby doesn't need anybody else on the line in order to get pressure on the quarterback. Like, what I watched him do this past year when I watched their games is just as dominant as a defensive end has been in a long time. You set them right next to each other, like, you can't have four people blocking them. Like, it's just.
No.
He's got 84, almost 85 million guaranteed on a 4-year deal, 4 years, $110 million contract.
Yeah. I mean, it's pretty wild that Miami let him leave as a free agent, but not my problem.
Well, they wanted that much money.
Yeah. And again, like, you know, we kind of talked about it. There's a lot of these massive signings. The first wave, you have all these big signings. And in 2 years, you're going to look back and be like, oh, yeah, they cut him. They cut him. They cut him. It's exciting in the moment. The one thing the NFL is really good at is getting the fan bases excited to make you think like any team has a chance to
win. Free agency, bro. It's parity.
Yeah.
Except Dallas, because
I'm not falling for it this year.
Dallas is quiet so far. They haven't signed anybody new. They've only re-signed one player.
I mean, don't they still have to redo Dak's deal? Because I think he's counting like 50
Maybe that's why they're not doing anything. Yeah.
The Saints aren't doing anything just because we stink. So
Saquon to Philly. What? Did I miss that?
You did.
Said it earlier.
Did you? Oh, yeah.
It's like one of the first ones.
You said it. Yeah.
No, I didn't because I didn't get there yet.
I thought you did.
No, I said it.
Okay. But yeah, that's a potentially a scary move as well because him, Jalen Hurts. Yeah, they've always got a good running game.
Fucking Philly, man.
Yeah.
I mean, he's Saquon Barkley is always going to be one of those guys that, if he's healthy, is just as scary a running back as I've ever seen in the NFL.
And you would think he's still young enough. He still has some 27. Productive seasons. Yeah, he's still got some productive seasons in him if he stays healthy, for sure.
What do y'all make of DeAndre Swift? Is he too old to make a difference or – Are the Bears...
I thought he looked good, and I think he looked good for the Eagles last year.
I thought so too.
But he's
isn't he 85 years old?
No, he's not that old. He just didn't get used. Philly had a bunch of backs that they kind of mixed in a few.
But he performed when he was on the field. Yeah,
DeAndre Swift's 25. Like he's been in the league a couple of years.
Oh, it just feels like he's been around longer, maybe.
Yeah, no, I think. Oh, he just got drafted out of Georgia to the Lions a couple of years ago.
Yeah, man. What are you talking?
All right. I just thought he might have had a swift career, but I guess not.
Oh my God. Nope. That's the whole reason you mentioned him. Just to get that one bad joke in.
I don't understand what's going on in the news.
You could put that in every show.
Well, it's a hot take. It's a hot clip.
Oh, yeah.
We said on that other show earlier we talked a little bit about Marcus Davenport heading to Detroit. I'm surprised Detroit would do that.
I'm surprised anybody would give Davenport like any.
Yeah, like
$6.5 million.
Chunk of change.
It's crazy. Crazy.
Exactly. Much less spend 2 first-round draft picks on him. I mean, I don't know what idiots did that.
Nothing interesting is happening in Arizona. So it'll be Arizona and Carolina fighting for the worst team in the league.
I mean, somebody's.
And then have the Rams done anything of note? I don't.
They didn't have to. They did sign an offensive lineman.
Yeah, they did.
Jonah Jackson.
Yeah, they signed a couple offensive linemen.
They got the majority of their people who were going to be free agents signed up this season.
Yeah, they also had all those draft picks next year. Yeah,
and they have draft picks next year. They've got some. They do have money to spend if they decide to get into it. But they
cleaned up their cap. They had all those draft picks, and they hit on all their draft picks last. I mean, they hit on a bunch of draft picks. They got a bunch of young cheap players. That's what the Saints need, and we just don't have the picks.
Yeah.
And then they signed Jonah Jackson, the guard. They also got the tight end from Seattle,
Parkinson.
Oh, Parkinson.
And then
that's a shaky pick.
Darius Williams they signed from the Jaguars too. But they kept Kevin Dotson, the other guard, they need that. So signing Jonah Jackson from the Lions, who was awesome, Dotson. And then keeping Kevin Dotson, that was the guard that I wanted to.
Nobody cares.
Steal.
Yeah, but the Rams have him there. See? It's L.A. Nobody cares.
That's a Jurassic Park joke, Westy, in case you didn't pick up on it.
Yep, got it.
I think, like me, he ignored it.
It's more funnier when you acknowledge the joke and you accept it into your lungs. Get it right down to the diaphragm.
Funnier when the joke is funny.
Yes, agreed.
All you Jurassic Park fans will know what we're talking about, and we'll laugh.
Yeah, I'm a Jurassic Park fan.
I know what that's referencing. Don't worry.
Well, you should. We make the joke every fifth episode or something.
Right? So. It's one of those recurs.
Yeah. All right.
That's why it's not funny anymore.
Anybody else worth noting or talking about? I think we kind of hit everybody that matters.
Yeah.
At least up to the point that we're recording this. Any final thoughts?
Survivor's on. Shogun's on. Bad Batch is running. It's a good time for TV right now. Kirby Enthusiasm final season has been solid.
Been so good. Yeah.
Yeah.
X-Men 97's on soon.
X-Men 97's coming out.
Oppenheimer cleaned up with the awards. And just I don't have any of y'all even watched Oppenheimer.
I haven't seen it yet. I'm waiting for it to stream.
It is on streaming.
It's been on
streaming for a month.
That's the one I don't have.
It's probably everywhere. You can rent it.
I don't want to do that. Yeah, is Redbox still a thing?
No, but you can rent it on Prime.
It's on the cock. You know, Jason, you don't subscribe to the
You know
cock?
Who's not on the cock? This guy. Yeah, it's like, already behind. Like, I'm not going to watch Oppenheimer anytime soon, so watch Shogun.
Oppenheimer.
Yeah.
Yeah, wife and daughter are out on Saturday night, so I will have the whole evening to catch up on Shogun.
I went to opening weekend.
How was that?
Opening weekend.
Of Closed Timer? All right then. Now I will prioritize watching Shogun.
What about done?
Are we in final thoughts?
What about done too?
Done too. That's all the show we have for you right now. Jason's gone. We want to thank our loyal listeners for downloading each week, telling all your friends about the Dome Patrol podcast. Follow us on our socials. Search for Dome Patrol podcast. Don't forget to subscribe on your podcast app. Give each episode a 5-star rating. That is how you help other Saints fans find the Dome Patrol podcast. You can also, on your app, if it allows you to set up auto downloads, I highly recommend that you do so. That way you can listen to Dome Patrol podcast when you're offline, online, anytime, anywhere. Say bye-bye, fellas. Or don't.
The one thing that Jason is needed for, and he's not here for it.
Right. It's his one line. He has one job.
One line.
Yeah. Bye-bye, Jason.
The Dome Patrol podcast is the official Saints podcast of the Fans First Sports Network.